Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Nun Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on to an Aleph from a Beis, seven lines from the bottom, B'Matzah Yamtiv. So the Mishnah mentioned that on Matzah Yamtiv Arisha in Shalchag, to prepare for the Simchas Beis HaSheva, they made a Tikkun Gadol. So says the Gemara, my Tikkun Gadol. What was this Tikkun Gadol? Am Rabbi Lazar, Ka'isa Shashaninu. It's like that. It's referring to that which we looked, that it was taught. Chalaka Isa Barishaina Vikifu Gezustra. That really the walls of the Ezus Nashim in the Beis HaMikdash, they were smooth. But then they put around it a Gezustra, they put around it some planks, and they made a porch. Viskinu Shiyu Nashim Yashvis Milamalu Vanashim Milamata. So that the women would sit on top of this porch, and the men on the bottom level of the Ezus Nashim during the Simchas Beis HaSheva. Tanra Banan Birishaina Hayunashim Bafnim Vanashim Bachatz. Originally, the women were inside in the Ezus Nashim, and the men were outside on the Harabayis. However, Vayubam with the Kalis Raish, there was still some Kalis Raish, there was still some mingling that was going on. So Iskinu Shiunashim Yashvis Bibachutz Vanashim Bifnim. They thought if they switched it around, things would be better. They put the men inside and the women outside. Vadayin Hayubam with the Kalis Raish. That didn't stop the Kalis Raish. So Iskinu Shiunashim Yashvis Milamalu Vanashim Milamatos. So that's when they came up with this Eitz of the porch, that the women went on the top and the men went on the bottom. So ask the Gemara now, how is it allowed to make this porch and to add to the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, Vaksiva Kol Biksam Yad Hashem Alai Hizkil, that everything, the structure of the Beis HaMikdash is exactly the way it was given over, and you're not allowed to add to it. So Amarav, Kra Ashkachu V'darish, that even though you're not allowed to add to the Beis HaMikdash on your own, they found the drasha that told them that they're supposed to make this porch. What's the drasha? That for tznius, you're supposed to have a mechitza? Because the pasuk says, V'safta aris mishpachas mishpachas levad. It's a pasuk in Nevuah of Zechariah that l'asalavu, there's going to be a big hesped. And we'll see later what this hesped is on. And it's going to be mishpachas beis David levad u'nesheim levad. That the men and the women are going to sit separately. So now the people during this time of the Simchas Beis HaSheva, they made the following drasha. They said like this. Amru, they said, V'haloid varam kavo chaymer, l'lachayr it's a kavo chaymer, u'mal l'asalava isha oiskin behesped, v'eini tzahara shali behem, l'asalava, they're being oisik in a hesped, which is a time where there isn't generally kalas reish. And there's not going to be a yitzahara at that time, like the Gemara is going to say soon, that the yitzahara is going to be killed, and yet still, amr tayra anashim levad v'anashim levad, still the Navi says that they're supposed to have the men and the women separate, so akshav sha'oiskin, sha'asukin besimcha, now during the Simchas Beis HaSheva, time of Simcha, where naturally there is Kalas Reish, Yitzahara, Shaili Bahem, and we do have Yitzahara nowadays, so Alachas Kama Vakama, we need to have a Mechitza, and therefore they held that they were allowed to add this Mechitza. Now says the Gemara, Ha Hespeda Mayavite, what was this Hesped that Zechariah was referring to? What's this Hesped going to be about? So Pligi Barabidaisiv Rabbanan, Chad Amar Al Mashiach, one of them said, it's Amashiach ben Yosef. It's a Hesped Amashiach ben Yosef Shenerag, that was going to be killed. V'chad Amral Yitzahara Shenerag. It's on the Yitzahara that's going to be killed. So now says the Gemara, Bishlam Alamand Amral Mashiach ben Yosef Shenerag. It makes sense if you say that the Hesped's Amashiach ben Yosef. Hanidachsiv Ebitu Elias Asher Dekaru V'saftu Olav Kim Mispid Aliyachit. So that's why the Pasuk says that they're going to cry tremendously during this Hesped. They're going to cry like a person cries over an only son. So that makes sense because Mashiach ben Yosef was killed. Alamand Amral Al Yitzhahara Shenerag, but according to the Manda Amr that says that they're going to be crying about the Yitzhahara, Haya Speda Baila Mevad, Simcha Baila Mevad. That's not a time for a Hesped if the Yitzhahara goes away. That's a time to make a party, to make a Simcha. Amai Bachu, so why would they be crying? So says the Gemara, the reason why they would be crying is Kedidar Shav Yehuda. That is based off of a drash of Rabbi Yehuda, we could understand why they would cry when the Yitzhahara is going to be killed. Said Rabbi Yehuda, that L'asalava Meviyah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yitzhahara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Yitzhahara in the future, V'sheichta B'fnei HaTzadikim B'fnei HaRishayim. He's going to shecht it in front of the Tzadikim and the Rishayim. Tzadikim Nidmahem Kahar Gevaya. To the Tzadikim, the Yitzhahara is going to appear to them like a big mountain, because the Yitzhahara for them was taka very tough. The small things weren't going to get them. The Yitzhahara had to fight very hard. Rishayim Nidmalahem Kahut Asairo. However, the Rishayim more easily just went after the Yetzer. So to them, it's going to appear like a small little hair. Halalu Baychen Valalu Baychen. Now, both groups of people are going to cry when they see this. Tzadikim Baychen Va'imrin. that tzaddikim, they're going to cry, and they're going to say that, Heich yicholnu lichvayish har gavaya kezeh? How are we able to overcome such a har? They're going to see it's such a big har, and they're going to feel such a sense of pride that they were able to overcome it, and that's going to make them cry. The Maharsha explains, because now they're losing it. The Yitzhar is going to be killed. They're not going to have that opportunity anymore to have a nisayun. Urisham, bayichim va'imrin, and the Risham, they're going to cry, and they're going to say, Heich lo yicholnu lichvayish asachut asayra zeh? They're going to be crying out of regret that how weren't we able to overcome this Yitzhar, which is just like a hair. Va'afa Kadosh Baruch Hu tameh ha'imayim. Also Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be metame with the tzaddikim who are metame, and they said, how are we able to overcome? And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is also going to say, how are you able to do it? As the Shlemer, as the Basak says, Koyamar Hashem Tzavakos ki yipali be'enei Sh'eiris ha'am hazeh b'yamim ha'hem gam be'enei yipale. Also, to me, it's going to be a pella. Balkabanim, you see from here that the tzaddikim in the future, they're going to cry because of now not having the opportunity to overcome the Yitzhara. So that's the hesped but on the Yitzhara. We ask, why would they cry when the Yitzhara is killed? Now we understand that they're going to cry when the Yitzhara is killed because now they don't have the opportunity anymore to overcome that Yitzhara. Amar Rav Asi, Yitzhara b'tchila daim l'chut shal buchya. At first, when the Yitzhara tries to get a person to do an Avera, so it's like a spider strand. It's not very large. It's not very strong. However, when the person gives in, and eventually, it could be very difficult to get out of it. And it could be like kavaises ha'gala, like the ropes used to attach the power to the plow. Especially a person that has an addiction, so it seems like it's impossible. He's tied up and he can't get out. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, so at first, even though it only started off like a chavli ashav, like a chut shabuchya, in the end it becomes ka'avais ha'agala, becomes like these ropes that are used to tie down the power to the plow, very strong ropes. Tan Rabbanon, Mashiach ben David, Shasali, Galis, Pemer, V'Yameinu, says the Braisa about Mashiach ben David, and the Braisa interjects that hopefully he's going to be revealed to us very soon. So about Mashiach ben David, says the Braisa, that Aimer lo Yekadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell him, Sha'al mi meni davar ve'etin lecha, ask me for whatever you want, I'm going to give it to you. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Asapra Ochaik V'goymer Ani Ayoy Mil Ticha, that it's like today I gave birth to you, meaning I love you tremendously. Sha'al Mimeni Ve'na Goyim Nachlasecha, you could ask me for whatever you want and I'll give it. V'kevad Shara Mashiach Ben Yosef Shen Erag, however once Mashiach Ben David sees Mashiach Ben Yosef who gets killed, so Aymer Lefanov, he's going to tell Hashem Ribbono Shel Olam, Eini Mevakesh Mimcha Elochayim, the only thing I ask for is life. Aymer Lo Yakadosh Baruch will tell him back, Chayim, that's what you're asking for is life. Actually Amarta Kvar even before you even told me that David HaMelech already had this nevuah that you were going to ask for that and I should give it to you. Shadar, as the Pasuk says, Chaim Shal Mimcha Nesat Lo Vegoimer, that he's going to ask you for Chaim and you should give it to him. Darish of Avira Vitam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Shiva Shema Yeshlo the Yitzhara. The Yitzhara has seven different names. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kro Ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him Ra, Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Ki Yitzhaleva Adam Ra Mina Urav. Maisha Karo Ariel, Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Umaltam as Arlas Levavchem. That's referred to the Yitzhara. David Karo Tame, Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Leif Tahar Barali Elokim. He says that he's David HaMelech said about himself that he has a Leif Tahar, Mechlad Ika Tame. That there's also a Leif Tame, that's a Yitzhara. Shlaimai Karay Saine, Shlomo Melch called the Yitzhara an enemy. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Imraiv Sainacho, if your enemy is hungry, Hachileu Lechem, so give him some bread, learn some Torah. Vim Tzame, and if he's thirsty, so also Ashkeu Mayim, give him to drink, give him some water, learn some Torah. Kirchalamat Achaisa Reishai Vashem Yishalim Lach, which literally seems to mean that a Kadosh Baruch will reward you for overcoming the Yitzhara. However, the Gemara Darshan's Altikri Yishalim Lach. Hello, rather you should read the pasuk Yashli Menulach, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to fulfill him, he's going to complete him with you, I mean he's going to make him one like you, he's not going to be your enemy anymore, while a person is learning at least, so then the Yitzhara doesn't start up too badly with him. But Al-Kabanim, you see that Shlomo HaMelech called the Yitzhara a Sainei, he called him an enemy. Yeshaya Karei Michshol, Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Seilu Seilu Panu Darech Harimu Michshol Miderech Ami. Yechazko Karei Evan, Yechazko called it a stone, Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Vasi Raisius Leva Evan Mi Bisarchem Venasati Lhamliv Basar. Yayo Karat Safaini Yo called it the hidden one. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vasat Safaini Archim Malecha. So now on this last one of Tzifaini, says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa about this pasuk, Vesat Tzifaini Archik Me'aleichem, Zay Yitzahara, that Tzifaini is referring to the Yitzahara. And why is he called Tzifaini? Shat Tzafun V'ayme B'libay Shel Adam, because he's hidden inside of the heart of a person. Now the pasuk continues, "V'hidachdav al aretz tzio shmama." The Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to banish him to a desolate place, which means l'makum shem bnei adam mitzion lizgaris van. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring him to a place where he's not going to have people to start up with. The pasuk continues that Hashem is going to do this to him because espana v'loyama kadmaini, which the Gemara learns from here, shenasan ena v'mikdash rishay v'echriva, because he put his eyes on the first base of mikdash and caused it to be destroyed. V'harak tamid chachamim shabai, and the tamid chachamim shabai along with it. This, the pasuk continues, "V'sayfel yama acharei." So the Brayta darshes from there, "Shenasan eina b'mikdasheini," that they also put his eyes on the second base of mikdash, and same story, "V'chrivay v'harek tamid chachamim shabai." The pasuk then continues, "V'ala bashay v'tal tachnasay." It had a tremendous bad stench. "Shemaniach umayisaylam umizgari b'saneim shal Yisrael." That's because the Yitzhara, he doesn't start up too much with the umayisaylam, and instead he starts up with the enemies of Klal Yisrael, a euphemism for Klal Yisrael themselves. And he starts up with Klal Yisrael. And then the pasuk continues, "Ki higdil asayis." So Amar Abaye, this end of the pasuk, "Ki higdil asayis," that he does extra, he makes an extra effort. That's referring to Tamid Chachamim. That the Yetzirah starts up with the Tamid Chachamim the most. And on that note, says the Gemara, Kiha, this that Abaye said, that the Tamid Chachamim, that the Yetzirah starts up with the Tamid Chachamim the most, it's Kiha de Abaye. It's like a story that once happened with Abaye. Shamelu Gavra took Amr Le Issa. He heard a certain boy telling a girl, Naktim Venezel Barcha, let's go take a walk together. And Abaye saw this, and he saw that this is going to lead to no good. So Amr, he said to himself, Eza for Shinu Meisura. I'll go, I'll follow them, and if something bad happens, I'm going to stop it. Azo Basrayu Tlasa Parse Ba'agma. And he followed them for 3 parsais, 12 mil in a swamp. Ki Hava Parse Me'adadi, when they were saying goodbye to each other, this boy and girl, so Shamenu, Abaye overheard, Amri, that they were saying to each other that Orchan Rechika, that now the way is very far apart. I have to go my way. Your destination is the other direction. We're going different places. Vitzafta Besima, but the company that you gave me was so pleasant. I wish we could continue walking together, but unfortunately now we're going separate ways. And like that, they parted ways. No, they didn't do anything, any surim. Also, so says the Gemara, Amr Abaye, when he saw this, he said to himself, Iman Desani Lihava, if that was my enemy, if that boy was my enemy, meaning if that boy was referring to himself, a euphemism for himself, if that was me, Abaye said, if that was me, if I was in that situation, like have a matzi look me nafshe, I wouldn't be able to overcome the temptation. Azul talo nafshe bibura didashu mitzdar. So he went and he hung himself against the door, meaning he put himself, he was very distraught, he was in pain, mitzdar. Also, saba, until a certain saba came, and Tanulayan taught him that kol gadol mechavera yitzur gadol haymenu. That the Yitzhara starts up the most with the Gadol. And therefore, Kol HaGadol Mechaveira, it's someone who's greater than his friend. So also, Yitzhar Gadol Heimenu, he has the stronger Yitzhara. And therefore, you shouldn't feel too bad, even though you're saying about yourself, you don't know if you'd overcome, that's because your Gadol, you're greater than him. And someone who's greater, Taka has a tougher Yitzhara.